This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How quickly can you say that? How many times in a 60-second period? Hello. Welcome to Thursday, the 26th of January. The best way we can give you a good day is to bring you intelligentsia. And here it is in the persona of Jennifer Horn, i.e. intelligentsia. You know how after people's names like Jennifer Horn, DDS, or MD, or PhD, or Victoria Keelan, MD, DDS.
There's no Jen without intelligentsia, right?
That's right.
Or there's no intelligentsia without Jen?
Jen, right, yeah. So what are we doing?
Jen intelligentsia.
Victoria. Victorious.
Victorious, please.
Yeah. Victoria. Remember that song? Who did that song, Victoria? The Kinks did it. Yeah, okay. So here we are, boys and girls.
The only song where anyone could fit my name into it.
Yeah, it might be. How many songs do you know of that have Dudley in them, though? Or even Doug, right? I don't know of any songs.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so I guess I'm a third-class citizen.
We'll work on it.
Thank you. The names in the news today, we can get beyond the name Donald Trump to other names. Passing of Mary Tyler Moore certainly deserves some attention. And when I first saw this yesterday, I was thinking about Jennifer, because I don't know enough, Victoria, about your television habits, the things that you watched when you were younger. But I know that Jennifer has spent a lot of time through her life as a single child, much as anything else, being attentive to what's on television. And I'm betting that you watched a lot of Mary Tyler Moore when you were small. And we were yesterday, I think at this time, we were talking about Lucy. You're still a big fan of Lucy, but do you still watch? Because Mary Tyler Moore is on all those same channels, Cozy and MeTV, whatever the other places are that play all that old stuff. Like,
can I make a true confession?
Yes, please.
Instead of a fake one. You know, no, I am you're right. I'm a classic old TV junkie, and Lucy, yes, is my favorite, but I also watched a lot of sitcoms that were on that weren't necessarily first run when I was a kid.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that I would that I would watch in reruns. I never got in too much to the Dick Van Dyke Show or the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I watch it more now when I catch an episode, and I have more of an appreciation for it now than I did when I was a kid.
Why? What is there? What about the stories? Why are you more appreciative?
I don't know. It didn't relate to, like, it didn't sink in with me too much when I would watch reruns, like, with my grandparents when I was little. So I don't know why. I think just more as an adult, because she's in a newsroom on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and maybe, you know, she just, the Dick Van Dyke thing sinks in for me more now. And I love Dick Van Dyke. But that wasn't enough for me not to recognize from a very early age that she was a trailblazing female for women. I mean, for all women who want to be in TV or in comedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always recognized that, even if I wasn't a huge fan of the show. And, you know, I think we overuse the word trailblazer quite a bit, but I think it's absolutely appropriate when we talk about her.
Victoria, what do you think, if anything, about Mary Tyler Moore?
Well, I don't know anything about her, or don't know much about her. I've never seen the show.
Ever?
It's one of the, no, I've never seen it. When I was homesick, like when I was a kid, I Love Lucy reruns were on all the time, so I'm much more familiar, and I love Lucy. But I've just never seen the show. My parents loved it, and yesterday when we saw the news, they were telling me all about the funny things that happened on the show, and they really loved the show. I just have never seen it. But I was surprised when she passed away, because I didn't think that she was ill, but I guess she was.
Well, here's the story that makes, this is what makes it for me. I was never a big fan of those TV shows either. But for whatever the reason, I knew early on that she had diabetes. She'd been sick all her life. Oh. She had juvenile diabetes. It really became stage one when she was in her 30s. She lived with it, whether it caused her brain tumor that she had removed 4, 5, 6 years ago or not remains to be seen. But this woman worked through. She never really looked healthy to me, and I didn't really know why until I realized that it was a conversation I had on the air a long time ago with one of the doctors that was on this program, probably 20, 25 years ago, for whatever the reason. And I remember more recently talking to Ken Kronhaus about her when she had the brain tumor. And the brain tumor, everybody thought, oh, that's the end of the line for her. Son of a gun. She had the operation, survived, and kept going. She had some facial reconstruction about the same time that she had her brain operation, and never really looked quite the same after that. I don't know why, as an aside, I just don't know why people do that.
Oh, you mean she had a facelift?
Yeah.
Oh,
it didn't look good on her. It wasn't as bad as some of them that you see, like Robert Redford's or what's the one I always talk about, Meg Ryan. But it didn't look good. Some people who have had face, for example, Jane Fonda. You can't. She or whatever work, whoever she's going to, everybody.
She's gone to. She goes to
fabulous.
Merlin the Magician.
I don't know who she goes to, but man.
Yeah, it's
is it just me, or do I feel weird making fun of her facelift when she hasn't been cold for 24 hours?
Well, I don't. Sorry, I don't mean it to sound like I'm making fun of her facelift. It just wasn't. She was more attractive when she just was her instead of making a mess of her face. Anyway, but that's not the story of her life. Story of her life is built around some really good television programs and working with some really good people. And how many remember that she got started because Carl Reiner saw her as a dancer on a television commercial?
Mm-hmm.
That's where she got started. And then
there was actually that audio talk that was floating around of him. I think he was on, he was on one of the late night shows. Maybe,
yeah.
I can't remember if it was Jay Leno. But he was talking about why he casted her for that very reason, that he was just drawn to her.
Yeah, right. And then she did the same thing. So we were talking about Lucille Ball. It wasn't just I Love Lucy that made Lucille Ball a family name. She and Mary Tyler Moore both created fabulously huge and profitable business enterprises in the production facilities. Lucille Ball created Desi Lou. Everybody thought it was her husband. Nah, he was kind of a drunken ne'er-do-well, actually. He didn't really do much of anything except star in that show. She was the brains behind the theater, behind the TV studios, as was Mary Tyler Moore with shows like Hill Street Blues. That was her show. Cheers was her show. Bob Newhart Show was her show. Yes, those were all her production company, you would see at the end the little like a kitten instead of
it was
the
a cat. It would go meow.
Yeah, instead of the MGM lion roaring.
It would
roaring.
Say MTM. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and so she another probably dozen shows that they produced there. This was a woman who really got it. But think about it. Not only did she run this company and star in these shows, she was suffering with Type 1 diabetes for her whole life. She
and
had
by
it.
The way, you know, I think the surprise that she died was that no one knew she was suffering, yet she did make it very public that she had battled this. She had the brain surgery diabetes. And all this, but people, she never really complained about her suffering very much.
No. So anyway, passing on is something that is... When you get to some of you, I mean, it's sort of every time I look into these people now, I get closer to that age, and I think, well, when the girls one morning going to wake up.
Sorry to laugh. I just sort of feel
no, it's
kind of funny.
You know, it's kind of why not laugh?
We're not worried about you going anywhere.
I'm not either, but it just is. It's a wake up call because more and more people than my pal George Hansen, who died last week, for whom I went to the funeral and thought to myself as I was sitting with the family and talking to the family and looking at the generations. He was 79. But he had, because he got married young, he had a son and a daughter. He had, and they had sons and daughters. And they've had sons and daughters. And one of them has had a son. So he had, even at 79, he had children. He had grandchildren. He had great-grandchildren, and he had one great-great-grandchild. That's something. That's an interesting.
That's a fertile
epitaph.
Family.
And yeah, and there's not much of that. You know, we used to sort of praise it. Now people say, "Oh, that's too many children." And if you go to see the movie Lion, you'll understand why I'm bringing this to the surface, because the theme, the subplot, or one of the subplots, is not having children, even if you can have them, but adopting because there are so many children in the world. It's really, and it is something to think about. Mary Tyler Moore never had children, but her children, as she would say in interviews, were some of the people that she worked with in all these various TV shows that she was around. I mean, she was at it all day, every day. You think I work a lot. You don't do what she did and not pay attention to business from the moment you wake up in the morning till the moment you go to bed at night. You just don't. You can't be successful and do what she's done. She created a multi-billion dollar enterprise, and most of it was on her own energy. Again, she had stage one diabetes for her whole life while she was doing that. Now, did she have to build up a team? Of course she did. Anybody who's successful has to build up a team. But it was her idea, it was her gumption, it was her creativity, it was her thinking, it was her collaboration that made all of these things come to pass. So as you wake up today and you go about your business, you think, time to change jobs or whatever. Think about what that woman did with her life, and you'll have praise for it if you're thinking it through clearly. 18 after the hour on DJV.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
When you don't have a big marketing budget, you have to wait until the opportunity is just right. Well, consider this your opportunity alarm going off. Vistaprint semi-annual sale has arrived with up to 50% off site-wide. Connect more with 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Deliver more with 100 postcards starting at $9.99. Stand out more with one banner starting at $7.99. Make the most of this opportunity. Go to Vistaprint.com by January 31st and enter the promo code SAVEBIG.
Oh, we've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Hmm. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah. Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
It non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Has a connection to the passing, or actually to Mary Tyler Moore's life. Listen to this song.
The theme song.
Yeah, right. 1996, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts released a cover of the theme song from the show, Love Is All Around. It got really close to the top of the Billboard charts. So Joan Jett said, quote, I grew up watching the Mary Tyler Moore Show. I was inspired that women were shown as being equal to men, and it had an influence on me as I became a musician. The show was groundbreaking, important, and funny. I will miss Mary Tyler Moore. So back to 96 again, and their performance of Love Is All Around. They actually performed it on the David Letterman Show. So let's listen. We have, and maybe, Kara, if you want to be clever, you can compare the original theme from the TV show to the Joan Jett version of Love Is All Around. It really does. I've forgotten that she did this, frankly. But listen.
It's a cool version.
Yeah. Sure. It really is. Much better than the original. All right, play a little of the original, Kara, just so we hear the comparison.
Wasn't this like 20 years older, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remember who sang this theme song. It was at a time when the themes were like Jack Jones did the theme from The Love Boat.
A lot of the iconic
saloon singers were doing TV show themes, but I don't know who this is.
Maybe somebody knows.
And we'll share it with us at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, or Facebook or someplace. Or just send me an email, doug@dougsteffen.com. All right, so there's the Joan Jett connection to Mary Tyler Moore. As long as we're in Deadville, it's time for yet another aging rocker to bite the dust.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah,
empathy is just running deep around you.
This guy had, and if you listen to some of the music, this guy had, he had quite a rock career. These guys had a great time in their lives. So, I don't know if mourning is the right way to look at it. But anyway, one of the founding members of the Allman Brothers Band, Butch Trux, died yesterday in West Palm Beach. He was 69. No cause of death. Come on. What do you mean, no cause?
Well, no, we don't know if he had cancer or, you know, we don't know.
Whatever it was, it's related to how they lived. The Allman Brothers were notorious, as many of the other rock groups are or have been, for having a good time, shall we say. Greg Allman released a statement. He said, quote, "I'm heartbroken. I've lost another brother, and it hurts beyond words. Butch and I knew each other ever since we were teenagers, bandmates for 45 years. He was a great man and a great drummer, and I'm going to miss him." Butch said in an interview last year that he thought he was, quote, "a good drummer," and didn't know that he was a good drummer. When Dwayne Allman approached him to be in the band, he credited Dwayne with the bringing him out of his shell and into rock and roll stardom. I think he really is one of the great rock drummers.
Oh, absolutely.
No
yeah.
question about that. He said, "I was about to head back to school, get a degree in math, and teach when Dwayne knocked on my door with Jamo Johnson, who was the other drummer in the band, and the Allman Brothers happened. Bingo, it was just like that. Dwayne decided he wanted two drummers. If James Brown can have two drummers, so can I," is what he said. Trux was the third member of the original Almonds to pass away. Dwayne Allman died after a crash on a motorcycle when he was 24. It was 1971, I think. And then Barry Oakley was killed in a similar crash at the same age a few months later. So anyway, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Allman Brothers. And they, I went to see the Allman Brothers and the Doobie Brothers together in concert. And you know what? It just, I'll go back to what I've said before. All these old bands go around now. They don't have the original members, and they just don't have it. They just don't, they have no, it just doesn't feel like the same old band. And doesn't sound like the same old band. I mean, they play this song, and these guys, when they're on stage, just doesn't have it. They don't have any feel to it.
I don't know, did
guys,
you see,
the Allman Brothers had feel.
Did you see the Allmans with Derek Trucks? That's Butch's nephew, who now plays all the Dwayne Allman stuff. He's like a virtuoso. He's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, but the rest of them don't have it. They're individuals that do, but they're all of them together. Doesn't sound right. 29 past the hour. And I was born a man.
Blinded. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I once sat in front of a young man who told me that he hated violence so badly that he just wanted to beat anyone with a baseball bat who was against peace. I really can't make this stuff up. It's difficult to watch people argue intensely with others for doing things that they themselves do. Hypocrisy is rarely easy for us to stomach, but I think there's a genuine reason for that. Human qualities unfold on a continuum. In other words, the qualities we dislike in others are those that we ourselves have, albeit we might exude them in a different form. I think it's probably important to approach those who think differently from a place of humble curiosity, because far too often we are blinded to the ways in which we are exuding the very things we are arguing against. For more on perspective, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This is the DJ V-Way of making it a good day. Doug, Jana, and Victoria with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, 34 minutes after the hour. Names in the news today. Gary Cohn, C-O-H-N. Everybody know who he is? Gary Cohn.
No relation to Mindy, who was on the Facts of Life, right?
No relation. He's the second in charge at Goldman Sachs, is leaving this week to become the chairman of the National Economic Council under the new administration. He will be leaving with a $100 million payout. So he will be able to serve the country.
I'm so sad for him.
Yes. Well, but you see, the fact that this is getting highlighted, the headline isn't Gary Cohn from Goldman Sachs becomes the National Economic Council leader. The headline is he's getting $100 million when he leaves Goldman Sachs. And so then the continuation of the focus between the rich and the poor, it is dramatic how often these sorts of... Yesterday I was talking, and I got a comment from somebody. I was talking about this house right up the street from me here in Bel Air that's being sold. It's on the market for
It's 250,000, all right.
$250 million.
It's like a mall.
So, yeah, it is. It looks like a mall. It does.
There's
a
bowling alley, movie theater.
Yeah. And so who would want to live there unless, you know, there are those people that want to, and they won't be an American. This will not be an American. It'll be a Russian. It'll be a Middle Easterner, or it'll be a Chinese person that'll buy this house. More, not likely Chinese, because they're not that gaudy. The Russians love stuff like that, and they're crawling all over the place here. They're buying up half of Beverly Hills. I'm betting it'll be a Russian that'll buy it, not an Arab.
Maybe it's one of the Shahs of Sunset that'll buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not talking about that sun. We're talking about Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
The Shahs of Sunset Boulevard. Anyway, so I was looking at that, and I was nosing around, and I was thinking about the movie Lion, which focuses in part, one of the subplots is the horrible poverty in India. But then there's a subtext to it wherein Nicole Kidman and her husband, who are not Indians, but they are Australians, the message is that they didn't have children even though they could, but they decided to adopt because there are too many children in the world. There are all kinds of subtle messages in this movie, and that's one of them. The struggle against poverty. There are many people who look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, way up above 20,000 now. The economy has moved beyond history, some that I saw written in a very nicely done piece. And then there's the focus on the plight of poor families in America and whether or not they're being ignored. Is Donald Trump in business to take care of his friends? And are they all going to get wealthy and the rest of the world is going to get poor? 1 in 5 American children are growing up below the poverty line. What's it like to grow up poor in the wealthiest country in the world and one of the most prosperous times in history? And, you know, that kind of stuff. It's a constant struggle back and forth here in this conversation. You hear me say frequently that I sort of reject all of this discussion, but I think we need to have it, whether I reject it. The discussion that focuses on the poor people ought to have what the rich people do have. Well, there's an opportunity in America for everybody. The only people who don't really have the opportunity are those who are mentally or physically disabled. Otherwise, you got the same opportunity. You can say, oh, no, I grew up in this neighborhood in Detroit or that bad neighborhood in Atlanta or whatever. There are plenty of people. Steve Harvey is a brilliant example of how that argument doesn't work. Steve Harvey grew up in poverty in Atlanta. He had all kinds of jobs. He was a garbage man. He was a truck driver. He had you go through. There's a dozen different things that he did that other people. I mean, the Denzel Washington character in Fences, that was Steve Harvey. Only not at that age, Steve Harvey when he was younger. And then he decided he had something, and wherever that light came from, he decided to chase that dream. Again, remember the guy's got, he has no basic education. He really doesn't. He has no real education. And he lived in his car for months and months and months. I saw one place he'd lived in his car for 2 years. I think that those people who would say, those politicians would say, or ask the question, how can the world's wealthiest nation tolerate a higher percentage of our children living in poverty than any other industrialized nation? Poverty is a number. Poverty refers to statistics. It doesn't really get to people. And so I think we have somehow or other, and I don't know how to prod the people who are, you know, there's astrology, and people say, what are you talking about? If you understand the impact of when you were born on your life, and you look at where your moon is and your rising sign and your birth sign and all that stuff, and you get an overview of your life, there are people who just don't want to exert themselves. I don't think anybody wants to be poor, but I think people make choices with their life. Your life is on the line, and the decision is yours as to what to do with your life. Oftentimes, though, people's personalities, if another person, and I say this, please don't take it the wrong way, I have a particular personality that doesn't give up on anything. I could have given up on this radio program a dozen times over the past 10, 12, 15 years, but it isn't in me to give up. I have some things that I'm working on with my farm to save it. Most people by this time would have given up. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just telling you that, and I don't even understand my own. You know, why am I keep, why do I drive myself into, whether it's saving a relationship or saving the farm or saving the radio program, why do I do that? Why does anybody do it? And it's because there's part of you that you don't really understand brings it out in you. And so this guy, Gary Carney, may have been born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Donald Trump had $1 million. I mean, you can say whatever you want to. I'll tell you one thing. What's his face from Microsoft? Gates. He wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had nothing. And he didn't finish college. Matter of fact, most of the guys that are on that list, and I think I said this yesterday, Jennifer and Victoria, when we were going through that list of all the people who had made it, I don't think any of them have a college degree. I stand to be corrected, but I think if you look at the top 10, 12, 14, Warren Buffett may be an exception to that, but I don't even know about him. Most of those people, and I'm not saying don't go to college, I'm just saying you either have it or you don't. And so...
Well, I think is the it that you're talking about is perseverance.
Yeah.
I think that's, an early mentor in my career had told me, you know, you're going to encounter a lot of people, and a lot of people have talent, but it's the ones with perseverance that are really going to make it. And it's true. When you look at, you know, just in media or people that, you know, in our line of work, when you look at the people who are the most successful, they never stop working. And I always look to sort of Ryan Seacrest as one of those examples.
Yeah.
You know, perseverance. And I give
Seacrest
Donald Trump
is not
credit
that talented.
Too.
Frankly, I'm not that good. There are people who do a much better job of doing what we're doing here than do I. I've gotten better over the years. I am. I know. I
and
know
we'll
that.
Put a list up on our website.
Yeah.
Vote
people
Doug
who are better than Doug Steffen at this. But what
don't you
separates
think about
me?
Flexibility, though. I mean, yes, perseverance, but also flexibility to change and move, and you know,
adaptability. Sure.
Right.
I think Steve Harvey has that, obviously.
Oh my God, yes. So I think that we continually have these arguments, not arguments, we don't argue among ourselves, but people do in general, those who want to give, give, give. I don't think you give unless people earn, unless they are mentally or physically incapable, then they don't deserve a hand up. They deserve, I mean, a hand out. They deserve a hand up. And Clinton, I think, was the one who coined that. Or he stole it from somebody else, like he did most of his other ideas that he made work. At any rate...
but it's true, though, because I think all of us know... It's true. All of us know someone in our individual life, whether they're family or friend or whatever, where a million chances have been given to that person, and they squandered every one. And yet it's a million excuses, and it's, you know, well, it's always
right.
something.
It's always excuses, yeah.
And those people, like, they don't deserve any more attention or help. No. And there are people who are fighting and scrappy, like Steve Harvey, who are trying to get out of the car, you know, and trying to get into a better life. And he made it work.
And
sometimes
I'm betting
those
people he's
got
do a pretty
have
good,
help, and they need it.
I'm betting his astrology chart's pretty good too.
It might be, yeah.
And it is, yeah. I think, yeah. Okay, so all right, we got a couple of other names in the news here. Roger Van Boxtel. How many people know him?
Fancy. He sounds fancy.
Roger Van Boxtel is the chief of the Dutch railway system.
See?
Made a big announcement yesterday in a Dutch way. He strapped himself to a windmill in Holland. He's pretty excited about his new electric trains and the fact that the train system in Holland is powered now by renewable energy. So what the whole significance of the windmill is that the wind now powers these trains. 1,000 train trips a day are being powered by the windmills. So he put on his suit, went to work, had people strap him to the windmill. He took a couple of spins around the windmill. People, if you see some of these pictures, they're really
hilarious.
Fabulous. Oh, my God. Fabulous. And the Dutch people love this sort of thing anyway.
Windmills?
Well, yeah, windmills and people who do stuff like this. I mean, how many famous Dutchmen do you know other than the guy who's on the can of paint?
Oh, the
I mean,
six fat.
Huh?
The what?
The six fat Dutchmen.
Oh.
You really? Don't know about them?
No.
Polka band, come on.
It's a polka band?
Yes.
All right, we're going to pause for a moment.
Is that from
wait a minute.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No, I don't No, I don't think so.
We're going to find some of their music. Kara's going to find some of their music, and we'll have for the. This is an exclusive on the DJV program. Polka music up next year. It's 46 past the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items only. Cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee that you will not hear anything like this on any other morning radio program, whether local or national, today, tomorrow, or any day. These are the six fat Dutchmen for their rendition of the Wiener Schnitzel Polka. Oh, whatever it is. What is this, Kara? What's the name of it?
The Lichtensteiner Polka.
Lichtenstein Polka.
And right. Weird enough, there's more than six people in the band.
No, really?
But there are only six important fat Dutchmen. The rest of them were sort of on the thin
right.
side.
Crank it up, Kara.
Ja, das ist die Lichtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz.
I'm sorry, I can't help but laugh.
It's okay. Supposed to be laughing a little. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jennifer Horne, the seventh of the Dutchmen.
Makes me want to cry for my grandpa. My grandfather could cut a mean polka rug.
That's for sure. Oh, there's a polka dance that goes with this?
Of course.
It's a very fast, yeah, it's a fast. Well, actually, the polka can be slow, too, yeah.
All right, boys and girls, it's 10 minutes before the hour here.
I will tell you, he would have hated this because he only likes the Czech polka. And there is a very different sound between German, Czech, and Polish polka.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
After the hour, Tech Talk time with Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug. Facebook folks are at it again, and Google. So let's see if we can dig out some things that you will find of interest and import from the world of technology in just a moment here.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, 56 after the hour, Tech Talk time. So, Victoria, Facebook is testing a sort of Instagram. The stories, Instagram Stories has launched, and now apparently Facebook wants to copy that. Will they be able to and do it well?
Apparently, well, Facebook owns Instagram, so yep. It's not surprising that Facebook is also using this feature. They're testing it right now in Ireland, which seems like a random place to do it, but they're doing that right now, and in a few months, we're hopefully going to have it here in the U.S. What sets Facebook stories apart from Instagram stories is that it looks a lot more like Snapchat, which a lot of people love, and I think this is going to be a really popular feature for Facebook. Again, they've been consistently trying to target a younger audience because yeah. they've lost a lot of their younger audience, and so now they're coming up with more and more features to draw people back to Facebook. So this will be really fun for people who love Snapchat. The part of the fun of Snapchat is having all of the different masks and frames that you can and effects that you can add while you're doing your live Snapchat. So Facebook has apparently all of those. So it'll be interesting to see, and you can also reply to your friends' stories, which is fun. And which is sort of the norm, after 24 hours, they'll disappear. So we'll see this roll out to the U.S. on mobile Facebook in a few months.
Hmm. All right. So that sounds of interest, if it's important. There it is. And now Google. We go from Facebook to Google. It's hard to get a technology report in without something from Facebook or Amazon or Google. So now the folks that run Google, this is an effort that's taking place here, apparently, at the office mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, where they are very sensitive to fake news sites and stories. Now, what's the ramification of this, Victoria?
Well, Google has now kicked 200 publishers off of its ad networks, and this is all in an attempt to combat the fake news. If you've ever seen on Google results, if you search something about Donald Trump, yeah. there are a lot of news headlines that come up, but then there are things that look like they're news stories, and they look like they're news headlines, and then if you read the really tiny fine print, you can see that it's a paid-for ad, yeah. and so Google's trying to go after those types of things because they're very misleading and they're slanted either against him or for him or whatever, but there's always a slant because someone's paying for it. And so that's what Google is really trying to combat. They've actually said that in 2016 they took down 1.7 billion ads for types of violations, and the year before it was only 780 million in 2015. So they're really ramping up that effort.
Is it that there were more, or they just recognized more of them, would be the question.
I think it's both. I would think it's both. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, during the election, I mean, there was so much out there.
Who even thought about this terminology, fake news, before the election? There's been so much of it. When you go back and think about what influences you, mm-hmm. Fox is a master at it, and so is MSNBC. The electronic media may be viewed more, or people think more that it's created there, but I'm going in my mind, I mean, there's plenty of fake news.
It comes from every source. There's so many sources.
Printed media as well. I mean, Newsmax and on the other side, Mother Jones. Just both of them are full of garbage. Okay, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. The highlight of your...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.